Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 41, and today I'm going to talk about a few great titles related to the week's new releases and more. So hello! Thank you to everyone who sent tweets and emails and messages letting me know that you are totally down unanimously with hearing about books more than once. I won't talk about them 50 times, but maybe I'll mention them again. Like a couple today. Who said that? So today I have a theme. I was looking over the list of books that came out this week. There's a great book of poetry that came out called Eye Level by Jenny Z. And since it's National Poetry Month, I thought I would mention it. There's also the Tracy K. Smith has a new book out today. She is the Poet Laureate of the United States, and her new book came out this week called Wade in the Water. And I am not going to talk about poetry books because I don't read that much poetry. I don't read, like, I read like four poets, and I know I need to read more. I did read Eye Level, and it was great, and the Tracy K. Smith, great. But instead, I'm going to talk about books that have eyes in the title, because that's just how I am. Starting with Behind Her Eyes by Sarah Pinborough, which came out last year. Should be in paperback now or shortly. I did not look that up before I started talking. But if you want to read a crazy thriller, I mean crazy, like it's about a woman who has a one-night stand with this guy that she really likes, and then it turns out that he's her new boss, and now things are weird. And not only is he her new boss, but he's also married. And so she decides to become friends with his wife, not out of any, like, terrible motive, but also it's kind of strange. And things happen. She's trying to figure out what's going on with him and his wife. And this is one of those books that no matter what you think is going to happen, like, you cannot guess the ending of this book. Like, so just relax and hold on for the ride, because there's no way you're going to know what happens at the end. It's just, it's not possible. I mean, if you guessed, you must be like one in a million. You must be a male calico cat. I mean, it's just, it's that crazy. But fun, lots and lots of fun. My next one is Breath, Eyes, Memory, which was the debut novel by Edwige Danticat, which has to be like 20 years old now. But it's about a young Haitian girl who travels to New York City to visit her mother, who she barely knows. It's not a great trip. It's quite traumatic for her, really. And she ends up returning to Haiti to the women who raised her. It's a story about trauma and family and, you know, loving people who aren't related to you by blood. But it's also, she wrote this love story to Haiti and its women. They're very strong, powerful women, and it's just beautiful. But like, trigger warnings for assault, and it's, you know, it's very serious at times, but wonderful. My next one is The Eyes of the Dragon by Stephen King, which I'm pretty sure I've mentioned before, but it is my favorite Stephen King novel of them all. It was written as sort of like a fairy tale bedtime story for his son. And this one is about a guy who is accused of killing the king, and he's locked up in a tower. There are napkins, there are peeping eye holes in the dragon head. There's Flag, who is the villain in several Stephen King things. It's so much fun. I loved this book. Like, it was my favorite when it came out, and I'm always looking for a new one like that. But he hasn't done it since then, but I do love it. My next one is Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston, which I think I mentioned a few months ago because I just read it. I did not have to read it in school. I could make a, like, 70-hour podcast of things that I didn't have to read in school that it seems like everyone else did, but I'm not going to. But I read it recently. So fantastic, about a woman who has returned to her hometown, and she's, like, telling the story of, you know, when she left, and when first, like, when she was a young girl, and then when she left, and, like, her first husband, and then her next marriage, and the things that happened to her. But the Southern dialect is written phonetically, so it forces your brain to, like, slow down and sound out the words, which is kind of amazing and really enhances the experience, I think. It's really fantastic. And if you hadn't heard, Zora Neale Hurston has a new book coming out. It's called Barracoon, and it's coming out on May 8th. It was an interview that she did, like, in the 1930s with an elderly gentleman who came over on the last slave ship. And I don't know the reason why it hasn't been published until now, but it's going to be, and again, it's out on May 8th. My next is Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by Caitlin Doughty. Love her. She's so fantastic. You know her. She has the Ask a Mortician series on YouTube, and she's the Good Death on Twitter. And she's a mortician. She's an actual mortician in California, and she's very death positive, and she discusses, first she discusses, like, her childhood and the things that led her to becoming a mortician, and there's a very specific incident that happened when she was young, growing up in Hawaii, that piqued her interest in death, and she talks about that, and she talks about, like, her depression and, you know, finding herself, and she talks about how she wants people to be death positive, like, how we all of a sudden became this culture of people who were afraid of death and, you know, don't want to hear about it or deal with it or think about it, and how, you know, a lot of other cultures, you know, embrace it, and, like, what she's trying to do, like, in California with her work, you know, with families and stuff like that. It's not, I mean, yes, it's about death, but it's not, like, super gruesome or, you know, gross or anything like that. And also, she's, like, so funny. She is so funny. Every day when I go on Instagram, I check her stories first because she cracks me up. My next one is The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, which was, in fact, her first novel. It's set in Ohio after the Great Depression. The main character is a young African-American girl who grows up being called ugly, she thinks, because of her dark skin and her features, and all she wishes for is to have blue eyes because she thinks that thinks of that as being, like, the beauty standard for being pretty. She wants to have blue eyes. But that's just a small portion of what's going on. She has a horrific childhood. She does not have a much better adult life. This is, again, trigger warnings in this one. A lot of terrible things happen. If you've ever read Toni Morrison, you know, like, she's very serious but just so fantastic. She's completely worth reading. It is a tough read, but it's so, so good. My last one is Baby Monkey, Private Eye by Brian Selznick and David Serlin. And you're probably saying to yourself, Liberty, didn't that just come out? And yes, it did. But I heard from so many people that they heard about it on the show, they went out and bought it, and they loved it. So I thought I would just mention it again, because how can you not talk about, you know, private investigator monkeys, like, whenever possible? It's just impossible. And it's so, so good. It's about this cute baby monkey. He's a private eye. Spoiler from the title. And he hangs around in his office and he investigates cases, but before he can go out on each case, he has to put on his pants, which is a real struggle, which I completely identify with. And it's just so, so cute. He's like little, like, pencil drawing monkey. He's so fantastic. So if you need a cute gift for kids or just want to make yourself happy, Baby Monkey is where it's at. And for today's dealer's choice, this week I had the honor of revealing the cover of my most anticipated book of 2018. On Book Riot, I got to do a cover reveal for Little by Edward Carey, which I'm just so excited to read. I cannot wait to get my hands on this. It's about an orphan in revolutionary Paris who grows up to be Madame Tussaud. It's fiction, but, you know, based on her life. And he's just, if you've never read Edward Carey, he's amazing. He has two fantastic adult novels, and he also has a YA series that I absolutely love that you should check out. It's called the Ironmonger Trilogy, and it's about this large family in London who control the garbage heaps, and strange things happen in their house, strange things happen in their families, people in the family. Like, the house is so big that, like, some people don't even see each other. And they each have a birth object, which has a name, and sometimes they think they can hear them talking. It's full of illustrations. From what I understand, Little also has some of his illustrations. Like, Edward Carey is a very accomplished artist as well. And so this Ironmonger trilogy is very, like, Tim Burton-y, like, older Tim Burton-y, good Tim Burton-y. But I just love him, and I wanted to let everybody know so you can write it down and get ready for it in October, because it's going to be amazing. And so that is it for me today. Thank you all for listening, and you can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or baby monkeys or see pictures of my cats, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Litzy under Liberty, and on Instagram at Franzen Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday with Rebecca Shinsky and All the Books to tell you about the week's great new releases. So have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.